We're reading this beautiful ninth chapter of the Majjalila, Lord Chaitanya's travels to the holy places. He's in South India, in Srirangam.
Text 80.
Okay, I'm reading text 80 to the purport up until 82. After bathing in the river Kaveri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the temple of Ranganath and offered his ardent prayers and obeisances. Thus he felt himself successful. Text 81. In the temple of Ranganath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced in ecstatic love of God. Seeing his performance, everyone was struck with wonder. A Vaishnava known as Venkata Bhatta then invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect. Srila Prabhupada's purport, or we can... Translation, a Vaishnava known as Venkata Bhatta then invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect. I can guarantee when he paid obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he probably did because he was a sannyasi, then he used his palm elbow on both hands and he didn't have his legs crossed. So this offering of respect, paying obeisances, it's all mentioned in Shastra. Everything we do is mentioned in Shastra. So this is how to pay obeisances, not with your legs crossed or with one arm or no arms like that. It's very popular nowadays at the manor. But we've had a wonderful week at the manor. It's been a wonderful week. It's been like this spiritual world. All these Prabhupada disciples come here, and it's been really, really wonderful. It's been like back in the early 90s. In the early 90s was like the golden period of the manor. There was hundreds of Prabhupada disciples here. You couldn't lead kirtan, they were all like, I'm going to lead. And you couldn't give class hardly, and the Prabhupada Vyasa Pujas was like the best in the world. Everyone's crying, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And this week has reminded me of this. Of course, we had help that the winter of England's finally over. We had some warmer weather. And it would have been a perfect week had some Anutama or someone else give class. I think Mandakini and Rukmini should give class every day. But unfortunately, they put me on the schedule, so we'll do our best. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Purport. Sri Venkata Bhatta was a Vaishnav Brahmin and an inhabitant of Sri Ranga Chaitra. He belonged to the disciplic succession of Sri Ramanujacharya. Sri Ranga is one of the places of pilgrimage in the province of Tamil Nadu. The inhabitants of that province do not retain the name Venkata. It is therefore supposed that Venkata Bhatta did not belong to that province, although he may have been residing there for a very long time. Venkata Bhatta was in a branch of the Ramanuja Sampradaya known as Badagala-i. He had a brother in the Ramanuja Sampradaya known as Sripad Prabodhananda Sarasvati. The son of Venkata Bhatta was later known in the Gaudiya Sampradaya as Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and he established the Radharaman temple in Vrindavan. Sisi Radharaman ki jai! More information about him may be found in a book known as the Bhakti Ratnaka by Nadahari, which I didn't research. End of purport. Om Jnana Timiranda Shagyananjana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So this purport is not any philosophy that I could talk on, but I'm going to try to speak a little about Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Prabodhananda Sarasvati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is wandering around South India and he's collecting his devotees as he travels. He meets Ramananda Roy near the Godavari River, and he says, you go to Puri now, and I'll meet you there later. Then he's delivering all sorts of devotees everywhere. As he walks down the road, every insect, every grain of dust that he touches every Brahmin that he meets, every person that he meets, he embraces people. Just by seeing him, they become Krishna conscious. He's so magnanimous, distributing love of Godhead personally, himself, as he travels around. And now he's come to this very, very nice holy place of Srirangam. It's the largest Vishnu temple in India. Kripamoy discussed it last week, I won't repeat that. So now he's meeting Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is a young boy at the time, and his uncle, Srila Prabodhananda Sarasvati. Now, it's not mentioned, they're not mentioned very much by the Goswamis. And it is well known that Gopal Bhatta Goswami asked Krishna Kaviraj, "Don't put my name in Chaitanya Charitamrita." And so one can contrive that maybe his guru was very much like that, and he took the mood of his guru. This is important principle of Vaishnav culture, that we take the mood of our guru. Prabhupada's mood was to save the world and spread Krishna consciousness. That was his primary mood. So we are doing the same. Sometimes we're getting criticized for this, but we carry on taking Prabhupada's mood. So Gopal, although they're very important Vaishnavas, they're not very much mentioned. Of course, Prabodhananda Saraswati and Gopal Bhatta Goswami both came to live in Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gopal Bhatta Goswami, "You go to live in Vrindavan, but first you take care of your parents and don't get married." So this is a very important thing. He told them, he also told Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, "Take care of your parents." So Gopal Bhatta Goswami stayed in South India for all his most of his life until his parents left their body, and then he immediately went to Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri at the time. He was wondering, worrying, when is Gopal Bhatta Goswami? When I'm going to hear news of Gopal Bhatta Goswami? So he heard finally Gopal Bhatta Goswami has arrived in Vrindavan. So he sent him three items. He sent his kopin. He sent a chokhi table, a sitting stool, like a small stool for sitting. And I can't remember the third item. Anyone know? I think it may have been some gunja beads. He sent also gifts to Raghunath Das Goswami, or he gave him them personally, or sent them. But here we see him sent this sitting place. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were there in Vrindavan, the leaders of all the Vaishnavas at that time. And they did not initiate any disciples. But they said to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, "Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving you this seat. That means you initiate." So Gopal Bhatta Goswami initiated many devotees. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also initiated devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed him, "You please worship the Shalagram Shila." So Gopal Bhatta Goswami personally went to the Himalayas and he brought some Shalagram Shilas. And at that time there was no temples. He didn't have a temple. He was living at Seva Kunj. Anyone who's been to Vrindavan, there's Seva Kunj and Niduvan, these two forests in Vrindavan. But the trees are only like chest high maximum, and there's hundreds of them in this beautiful area, all walled off, exceedingly beautiful part of Vrindavan. So all the main Goswamis were living there, right in what we call now the heart of Vrindavan. And Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath temples were established. The deities were installed by Sanatan, Rupa, and Raghunath. So Gopal Goswami, he was keeping, Gopal Bhatta, he was keeping his deities in a swing. And he would swing them, and he was thinking, "I want to have a deity. I want the face of Govinda, the chest of Gopinath, and the feet of Madan Mohan." And he's swinging. And at night, the Brahmins used to put the deity, So one day, Radharaman appeared. Exactly how he had prayed for. He had the chest of Gopinath, face of Govinda, like that. It's a very extraordinary deity. And it's one of the only deities that never left Vrindavan. stayed in Vrindavan, did not leave. And today it's one of the most famous temples in Vrindavan, and many ISKCON devotees, they love Radharaman. They have darshan picture every day. Some darshan pictures are not allowed. There's one, Radharaman has one kuta made of emeralds. And they don't allow this photo to be. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was worshipping Radharaman. And Radharaman, such an amazing reciprocation with his devotee. So one time, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was suffering great separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he went to see Radharaman, Radharaman had become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifest in front of him. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was speechless. So in this way, Radharaman became established. Excuse me. And even today, it's wonderfully. Srila Prabhupada says we should learn tips how to worship our deities in ISKCON from the Radharaman standard. Hare Krishna. So before the temple was built, they used to put Radharaman to sleep on a boat in the lake there. There's some small lake. And they would guard with poison-tipped arrows. They had some guards. Anyone came, protect the deity. Hare Krishna. So now, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is an amazing author of books, Vrindavan Mahimrita and Chaitanya Chandramrita were his main books. And his verses are extraordinary and wonderful. And today, in this Holiest Saint Association of the Vaishnavas, by your permission, I'll read just a few of his verses so we can relish the wonderful meaning of these verses. One of his verses, Kala Kaliya Balina Indriya Vairivaga Sri Bhakti Maga Iha Kantaka Koti Rudha Haha Kvayami Vikala Kimaham Karomi Chaitanya Chandra Yadi Nadya Kripam Karosi. He says, Kala Kaliya, now it is the age of Kali, and the senses are very strong, Balina. And Sri Bhakti Mag, the beautiful, auspicious path of devotional service is strewn with countless thorns. Ready? We have to go through so many pain. Mandakini was explaining so beautifully yesterday. These anattas just pop up into the mind from all the thousands of material desires, seeds that are in the heart. And then life becomes very difficult. No taste for Krishna consciousness. Great desires for sense gratification. Very difficult. Kevala Ananda Kanda Parama Karuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, the most merciful. The path is full of bliss. Why am I so miserable? Why am I so unhappy? Only because of this material desire. But once it pops up, it's gone. Just let it go. Let it go. And carry on this Muko Balo Hari Hari. Parama Karuna is the mercy. Karuna means compassion. So there are three different types of mercy. There is Kripa, Doya, and Karuna. So Kripa is like if a judge is very official, okay, we'll give you a break. We'll just give you community service. We won't put you in prison. This is an example of Kripa. It's an official moral giving of mercy or forgiveness. Doya is a little more intimate. It's a religious, spiritual giving of mercy, kindness of the devas, of the Lord, to the conditioned souls. But karuna means compassion. You don't want it. You don't want the mercy, but I'll give it you anyway. This is Karuna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Therefore, Prabhupada said, you have to be aggressive. They don't want Krishna consciousness. People think they're happy, they're suffering like anything. Parama. Supreme Karuna. Tamadi Devam Karuna Nidanam. Krishna is an ocean of mercy, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Parama Karuna. He's the supreme ocean of mercy. He will never, ever let go of the conditioned soul who becomes a devotee. You see so many devotees. The years go past, and like 10 years, someone just turns up. You have not seen them for 10 years, and they're chanting Hare Krishna. No one leaves the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sabha Abhata Shadashira Mani. Lochantas says that this incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, it's a Shara Mani. It's the jewel, is the essence of all avatars. Because what is the avatars for? To uplift the conditioned souls, to save the devotees rotting in this miserable material world. They're so foolish trying to stay here. Prabhupada says sometimes the devotees need saving. The devotees are attached. This is one of the features of Krishna's incarnation. He's so attractive, devotees, okay, I have to go back to Godhead now. It's really fully surrender. Some of the demigods, they come to Krishna's Leela. The ones who are more devotionally inclined take birth in Krishna's Leela to get the association of Krishna and his Nitya Siddha devotees so they can go back to Godhead. So it's very, very difficult to go back to Godhead and give up everything to Krishna. So but Krishna's trying over and over again. Nana avatara makarad bhuvaneshu kintu. So many avatars are coming. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the essence of all avatars. And Prabodhananda Sarasvati, he's written one verse. So what is the use of this Nrsingadeva avatar? What is the use of Ram? What benefit did the world get from any of these avatars? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see? This is Prabodhananda Sarasvati's mood. Huh? They kill so many, these incarnations, kill so many Rakshasa, Daitya demons. How important is it that Lord Kapila and other incarnations reveal the paths of Sankhya and Yoga? How glorious is it that Lord Brahma and the other Guna avatars create, maintain and destroy the universes? How auspicious is it that Lord Varaha lifted the earth, etc. We do not consider any of these activities to be very important. The most important thing is that Lord Chaitanya has revealed the great splendor of pure love of Krishna. Let us glorify that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Pumata Mahan. Harajo Bhagavan Brajeshash. When Lord Gaurachandra's devotees, who are worshipped even by the demigods, drink the wonderfully sweet nectar of the bliss of pure love of God that flows from the lotus flower of Lord Gaurachandra's feet, they become completely intoxicated. In that condition, they laugh at Lord Brahma and the other demigods, condemn the impersonalist yogis, and do not consider the great devotees of Lord Vishnu, who do not worship Lord Gaurachandra, to be very important. Let us glorify that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see? You see the point? This is Prabodhananda Sarasvati. He has another book about Vrindavan. He says, this is really outrageous. He says, better to be a murderer and a thief and live in Vrindavan than be a pious person who doesn't. He's a really extreme. So, try to understand, this is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The worship of Krishna in Vrindavan, in the mood of pure love. Because there is Goloka and Gokula, Vrindavan. In Goloka, Radha Krishna worshipped with awe and reverence, opulence. But in Gokul, Radha Krishna only worshipped in sweetness. No awe and majesty is there. Krishna is an eternal adolescent and he is nicely decorated. So this Radharaman, we were talking, this decoration of Krishna is so important, so wonderful to see the deity, and pribhantyo drishibhi, to drink the beauty of the deity through your eyes into your heart. This deity worship is so important. Prabhupada said, take some hints from Radharaman. Krishna is wearing different types of garlands. He has the Vajayanti garland made of 5 different colored flowers, reaches to his knees. He has a Vanamala, forest garland, which is made of leaves, is more rustic, more simple, reaches to his feet. He has a garland. Some garlands go horizontally across his chest. Some garland is around the throat and straight down, like a tie almost. And some garland is around his top knot. Then he has so many ornaments, and Yasyananam Makara Kundala Chalu. He wears shark-shaped earrings. He is wearing tilak. Sometimes his tilak is made of red kumkum, sometimes made from sandalwood paste, sometimes made of gold paint, gold, real gold paint. And he has many rings and bracelets and armbands and ankle bells. And he is, Hare Krishna, yeah, he's so nicely decorated. And sometimes these ornaments, they're all made of flowers. The gopis are very expert. They make all the same ornaments out of flowers, earring, rings, ankle, like that. Some the coward boys, they're very fond to dress Krishna sometimes. And there's a place in Vrindavan where the coward boys once dressed Krishna. Then later when he met the gopis in the afternoon, they dressed him differently. So like that. So seeing Krishna, seeing Krishna's beauty, it's like a festival. Nityotsavam. Seeing Krishna is like seeing a festival. It's just like, who can imagine? The karmis cannot imagine what we do every day. We're dancing at 7 in the morning, jumping, not to speak of Mangalati, sometimes Mangalati. If Tribhuvanath was leading them, everyone would be jumping into the ceiling at 4:45. He used to start very slowly with a tambora in Dublin. Samsadadabha, big tambora. And he put that down and get the mridanga, and then everyone was like, in the middle of winter, all the blankets, all the chadars would be on the floor, everyone's sweating. But who can imagine this life? They're all stuck in traffic jams, taking the kids to school. So miserable life. It is. I've done it. I know. You can't even go to Bhagavatam class because that's the exact time you have to go to take the children. And then in the winter, you're sitting there in the cold waiting outside the school and you're freezing. You know. Such a miserable life. But this is, so this life, when you come here, absorb your mind in Guru Puja, absorb your mind in seeing the beauty of the deity, pay obeisances properly, chant attentively, meditate on the prayer, be humble, like this. This is your golden time when you're in the temple room. It's a unique time full of Krishna consciousness. When you go out there, good luck. Good luck. So, I'll stop now rather than carry on. So, we could have some discussion. We could read a couple more verses from Prabodhananda. Let me read a couple of verses here just to finish off. Hare Krishna. Even the greatest sinners, the greatest of sinners, even the lowest of men, even men of the basest character, even those in the vanguard of sinful acts, even the dog eaters, even those whose hearts are filled with sinful desires, even those born or residing in sinful countries, And even those destroyed by bad company have all been rescued by the mercy of Lord Gora. Let me take shelter of Lord Gora. Lord Gauranga, he's Krishna, but he's not on the shore of the Yamuna. He's not on the banks of the Yamuna. He's on the shore of the ocean. Leaving the charming forest on the bank of the Yamuna and entering a flower garden by the shore of the saltwater ocean, rejecting his yellow garment and accepting a saffron cloth, Lord Hari has now concealed his own bodily luster and manifests a golden complexion. Let me take shelter of that golden Lord Hari. So if you get this Krishna consciousness from Lord Chaitanya, from Sachinandana, you will not care for anything else, any other process. Okay, last one. Lord Gora is more handsome than millions of cupids, more pleasing to the people than millions of moons, more affectionate than millions of mothers. Who can imagine? More generous than millions of celestial desire trees, more profound than millions of oceans, sweeter than millions of Sudha, Chida, and Madhvika nectars, and filled with millions of wonderful... And I've lost that. Hare Krishna. No problem, we got the idea. I'll have to ask you what was so funny after class. Gauranga! 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 Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, is there any comments or questions? Hare Krishna, Prabhu. That one book.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prithi. In the beginning of the class, you mentioned that the disciple should try to imbibe the principle of the spiritual master.
The mood. Yeah.
But as far as I know, the mood is very much related to the swabhava of the living entity. So what if the disciple swabhava is not as per the mood of the spiritual master? What should
that? That is okay. The external mood can be the same and the internal mood can be different. No problem. But the external mission of the spiritual master, Namaste Saraswati, Gaudavani Pracharine, Nivishesha Shunyapada. The whole world has forgotten Krishna. They're suffering simply because they have forgotten Krishna. Conditioned soul means one who has forgotten Krishna. So this preaching movement, this is how to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Prabodhananda Saraswati has written another important verse, Yata Yata Gaura Padara Vinde. Just by serving Lord Chaitanya, one automatically will find oneself at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. By automatically, you will become. So the external mission we have to follow. We cannot just do what we want. Who? You can just keep it.
Goran. Ah, I think he's on. This is kind of very interesting, which I was thinking of. There are those realizations of those great acharyas that seems to me surpassing far away even Vedic injunctions, those great realizations like Prabhupada Saraswati shares that, which we accept because he's our acharya, but there are many other acharyas with different realizations, and we can, even Vedically maybe you cannot confirm that this is his realization, his heart is just flowing out with his realizations. But could you really accept as a fact for example, Vishnak Chakravarti Thakur is also criticized by many school of thought. We accept as authority, and sometimes he has such a unique information, realizations, which is, you know, like almost like we also sometimes have our realizations which are overflowing. We accept totally as a true, but we may be mistaken also. So in that sense, to accepting these great, great realizations as a fact, which is probably not agreeable with in other Vaishnava whatever sects.
Oh yeah.
It's very kind of, you know, when entire spiritual world flows through somebody down and is written, and of course only those who are in lineage will accept because there's Sadhu Shastra Guru, but sometimes seems to me Sadhu surpasses far away Guru and Shastra. So it's interesting, like you can be mistaken, like we feel it's true, it's great, we feel nectar, but could be mistaken maybe also, just kind of grain of doubt.
Yeah. No, I heard somewhere, maybe from a spiritual master, that the sadhu, he is the most important in terms of over Shastra, because he is the living example of the Shastra, and he manifests it in practical reality, in practical terms. So I'm sure there's a verse that someone could help me here, if anyone knows a verse. But say the English loudly, roughly, you know. The behavior of the sadhu establishes dharma. This is Madhavendra Puri. Yeah. The hetu, the cause of dharma is the behavior of the sadhu, the Vaishnava. He actually establishes Vaishnava principles, because the Shastra, sometimes it says one thing and another is not so easy. But when the Shastra seems to contradict itself, you have to go to the sadhu and find out what is the actual resolution of contradiction. Sometimes they say, oh, Krishna's the son of Devaki. But everyone knows he's the son of Yashoda. How is it that he's taken birth in the prison house of Mathura? Because he's simultaneously taking birth in Vrindavan, actually. There's twins. And when Vasudev swaps the child, he swaps the daughter with Vasudev Krishna, who then merges into Vrindavan Krishna. So there's so many contradictions in Shastra, so we have to go to the sadhu. The sadhu is the supreme autocrat. He is an autocrat. Whatever he does, we follow. Krishna's Prabhupada says, I follow my spiritual master blindly. Bhaktisiddhanta was criticized by all the Babaji's and Gaudiya's of his time. They even criticize him today. Some people, you know, this Diksha line, Siksha line, all this, they get confused. But Bhaktisiddhanta didn't care for the criticism. He said, look at the fruit of my of the Gaudiya mat. What is the fruit? We are preaching all over India. We're making so many people Krishna conscious. We're saving the world. And this is the business of Lord Chaitanya. So for preaching, Prabhupada says we can make adjustment. Prabhupada made himself adjustments, Brahmin initiation to ladies, etc., etc., so many adjustments. So the sadhu can do anything if he's 100% pure devotee. Isn't it? I mean, this is a fact. Prabhupada said, I follow my spiritual master blindly. And people criticize Prabhupada. People criticize Bhaktisiddhanta. People criticize Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. People criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't care, because we're tasting this Krishna Bhavanamrita. Krishna Rasamrita. What is that? Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. Kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. We just want more of it. And even we try to leave, we end up coming back anyway, so why bother leaving? Everyone comes back. So we don't care for this. Nityananda, he was a grahastha, then he became a sannyasi. He was a sannyasi, and then he became a grahastha. Are you going to criticize Lord Nityananda for this? Yadubha Prabhu. The mic, please. Jainitai.
Speaking about devotees trying to leave. There was one devotee came in front of Prabhupada in Laguna Beach, and he was ex-sannyasi. He came in front of Prabhupada with long hair and mustache, and he said, "Prabhupada, I'm trying to forget Krishna." And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "That is not possible." Haribo.
Haribo. Jai, Jai. Hare Krishna. Govinda?
Thank you.
Govinda is our resident scholar.
No.
He knows the most verses.
I'm sorry, but Radharaman Prabhu is here, and I cannot say anything he doesn't already know. He even teaches me karate. Anyway. Or he reminds me of it. But it's true. I'll tell you later. Here's my question. You mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He didn't want to be known. He's kind of kept a low profile. Prabhupada seemed quite happy that his fame was spread over three worlds. Here's a question for the disciple. Why does scripture say Gopayed Guru Matmanaha? We should keep your guru secret. But then in the morning we sing Ebiyash Gushu Chibivana, may your fame be spread over three worlds.
Mm.
So on the one hand, we seem to be doing two things. We're hiding our guru, and at the same time we're glorifying our guru, and so everyone gets a benefit. Any understanding on that?
Another contradiction of the Shastra, right? Another contradiction. I'm just going to speak spontaneously, have a little thought about it, is that The disciple wants to glorify his spiritual master throughout the three worlds. But for his own, if someone asks him, he doesn't go around for his own self saying, "I'm a proper disciple. I am this disciple of this guru." That's not the mood. So the mood is he hides his guru. But some other thoughts on that.
One thing which came to my mind was that you can still say Srila Prabhupada ki jai, or Srila Prabhupada is the, you know, pure devotee, he's the guru of the world, he's the person who created the house for the whole world to reside in. But when it comes to intimate dealings with the guru, when guru really reveals something which is really dear to the heart, something really could be / esoteric, those sort of things we don't speak about. Mm-hmm. These sort of things we keep close to our heart. Like, I'm sure you have also some reflections with your spiritual master which you don't share in a public forum. Mm-hmm. But when someone asks you, who's the spiritual master, then you say, it's such and such. So I would say there's that. That's the line, the difference between intimacy
and
glorifying guru.
And also the internal identity of the spiritual master, the external identity. You know, we hide our spiritual master's internal, and Prabhupada would not discuss even to anyone his internal identity or his internal bhav like that. So some hiding is there and some not hiding. Achincha Veda Veda Tattva. Radharaman Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. That was such a nice class.
Thank you.
It was wonderful. What a way to end the week and start the weekend. Thank you. I've been grateful. Just you mentioned about Prabhupada commented that we should get inspiration from the deity worship of the temple of Sri Radharaman. So I just wanted to share one little point. So in November, I had the privilege of...
Radharaman Das.
Not much, to be honest. I I'm just a replica of Govinda, actually. So in November, I spent a few days at the temple, just associating, because my friend is the priest at the moment doing the seva. And we were discussing about the relationship of the deity and Srimad Bhagavatam. So I just wanted to share that. It's a really interesting point. So as we all know, during the Rasa Leela, Lord Krishna suddenly vanished. At that time, Sri Radha mentioned, He Natha Ramana Prashtha, Kwasi Kwasi Mahapuja, Dasyaste Kripanayame, Sakhe Darshaya Sannidhim. So she started crying out, My Krishna, my Lord, hey Ramana, where have you vanished? Please come to me. Dasyaste, I'm your servant. Sakhe, I'm your friend. But there's a very key word that Sukdev Goswami mentions in this verse. He says, Sannidhim. She says, Shidada says, please come close to me. Please appear to me. So many years later, when the deity manifested, Radharani decided that she's not going to stand beside Radharamanji because he's so beautiful. So now she is facing towards him. And she's always in ecstasy while looking and beholding at the form of Sri Radharaman, which is why the Brahmins, the priests, they cover her. So if you go to Radharaman temple, you see that Srimati Radharani is sitting on the side, facing Radharamanji. And it's said that when she smiles at him, Krishna then begins to laugh. So every day I get photographs of darshan. And the last time Krishna opened his mouth and showed his teeth was last Sunday. This entire week, if you see the photos of the deity, his lips are sealed. So it's not that every time he shows his teeth. So you please go on the internet and have a look. I will guarantee you. I will guarantee you because I've seen the lips are sealed. Like today, they're sealed. Yesterday, they were sealed. On Sunday, he showed four teeth. On Saturday, there was two teeth.
That's amazing. You know?
And in relation to this, one time when the priest was about to enter into the deity altar, he forgot to do the most important thing in deity worship. It's not the dupa, it's not the deepa, it's not the bell, it's not the conch shell. He forgot to knock on the door. And what happened? He saw Krishna in a compromised form. Lord Krishna was off the altar, engaged in his service, and the priest immediately fainted. And then the Goswamis had to do parikrama 108 times around the temple. So it actually shows that Krishna himself is actually there in the deity. And before we have his darshan, the first thing is you knock on the door so he can come back and stand and give his darshan. So always remember, Krishna is there in his deity. Wow. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Gaura Premanandi.